Ah, yes, the open road.
Love the open road.
Love the open road. Leah Hansen with us this morning and for Lisa. And, you know, I think we're getting almost to the beginning of road trip season as people will, you know, school will wrap up for the year in a few short weeks. And I'm sure people have already planned their trips. But if you haven't, or maybe you are, what is the best summer road trip in this country? The best summer road trip in Canada? Where are you going? Where do you think people should go? We could include Michigan and in parts of whatever, the Midwest of the United States in this as well, since we're so close to the border. 519-792-2559, star 800 from your cell phone. Best summer road trip, where are you going? And what's on the radio other than AM 800?
I have, like, that's a difficult one because when you say all of Canada, if we focus, I mean, just within driving distance here, I know Dave and I have done a number of different road trips. Like, we like to get in the car and go. And we did.
Like, you just go and then find out where you went?
No, like, we kind of had an idea.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we kind of had an idea. But we drove to Kingston and spent, I think, a night or two in Kingston, and then from there we went to Quebec City, and then from there we went to Montreal, and then we drove home. That was a good road trip.
Okay.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are you going? Where do you suggest? Because Kelly and I have been talking about going somewhere, either, you know, one of our weeks off this summer, or maybe, you know, early in the fall. You know, where would you suggest we go? Here, there, where, how, when? You know, all that stuff. 519-792-CKLW, star 800, from your cell phone. One texter saying Route 66, Illinois to California.
Oh, that's quite a road trip.
That's a haul. And
that's
like,
haul.
You know, that's, I mean, movies are made of Route 66. That was the way of, before the internet interstates were built in the United States, that's how you would get out west, right? Route 66.
Yeah.
I think there's a song about that. An old school song.
So, yeah, where else? We've road tripped up to Traverse City.
Traverse City's beautiful. Mackinac Island.
Have not done Mackinac yet. Hello.
Oh, no. That's nice. Mackinac Island is nice. Traverse City is very nice if you want to go to northern Michigan. We've been to Bayfield a couple times, which is a nice little town.
Yes, haven't been there yet.
If you
want
to get away, we stayed on the water in a cottage, and then they have like this little, I don't know, stretch of maybe two or three, four blocks of shops and restaurants and things like this that you can enjoy. And Goderich isn't too far away.
People generally do Niagara on the Lake.
Niagara on the Lake is a good one.
The wine region down there.
And I always like going to the bigger cities for road trips. We've been to so many, like Pittsburgh. Like, I try to go where the Tigers are, and my goal is to see them in every stadium, every city in the major leagues. And I've been to maybe half of them so far. And a lot of them you can drive to. Cleveland, Chicago.
Yeah.
Cities like that. Let's go to the phones. And what's the first? Jihad?
Jihad Joe.
Jihad Joe. All right.
No, just Joe.
Just
anyway,
Joe.
If you want to travel, I'd go to Kentucky. And it's over there. They have the full-size recreation of the Ark. If you want to walk through the Bible to see what it looked like and how they put the animals in there. And at the same time, or the next day, if you stay in a motel, which my wife and I did, we went to the Creation Museum. So we saw both the Ark and the Creation Museum. It was eye-opening.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, like, and I think, thanks, Joe, for the call. I think that's the difference. Like, you want to go do stuff and see stuff, or do you want to chill out by the lake, on a beach, relax, read a book, do whatever you want, and do nothing for a few days, for a weekend, for 4 days, 5 days. Now it's Jihad. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Go ahead.
Hey, I would want to go to the mountains or something. Like, I don't know if there's a spot around Ontario or Michigan that's like California. I like the mountains there.
Okay, you like the mountains. So you're going to have to go out west, I guess, right, if you want to go see some of the mountains. I mean, you live in the wrong place. I mean, it's the flattest area of the world that we live in.
Right. All right. Good morning, Mike.
All right. You too, Jihad. Thanks very much. So, yeah, go see mountains. Mountains are beautiful. I mean, you go out west to California, go out to BC. Smoky Mountains are a little bit closer. You can go down to Tennessee in that area.
Alberta, too. I mean, when you're driving into Banff, all throughout from Calgary to Banff, it's, you know, just beautiful.
Yeah.
I find, though, I like to visit mountains, but if you're, like, right in, like, a mountain, like, it's too closed in for me.
Oh, it is? You get claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. Like, the sun sets way too early because it sets behind the mountains early, and it's just a little too closed in for me. I like wide open spaces.
Wide open spaces. Text at 10-800. We're heading to Boston for a wedding next week and stopping in Batavia, New York for one night on the way.
I've been to Batavia. I have not done Boston, and I still want to do Boston, and I still want to go sit at the Cheers Bar, which everybody does, I guess, when they go.
Yeah, but the disappointing thing, I have went to the Cheers Bar. The outside looks like it. The inside doesn't.
No.
It's just the exterior.
Just the exterior.
The inside was a TV set. The outside is what you saw on TV, but the inside does not look anything like the bar on TV.
And, you know, like, you're hoping you walk in or whatever you see, or you're going to be like, Norm!
Yeah.
They just had
something on the Today Show the other day about Cheers, the 30th anniversary of the finale of Cheers, which was watched by like 100 and something million people, 90 million people, something like that. It was crazy. Boston's a great city, though. But I love Boston.
Yeah,
I love going to Boston, go to Fenway Park, see the Sox. You can go to Harvard, tour the campus there, see what that's all about. How about cheese and wineries around the Elmhurst area, Leah?
Yeah, Elmhurst is like down by the Ingersoll area there. Wineries there? I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If you want wineries, just stay home.
Yeah.
Go stay in Kingsville. Go stay in Leamington. Go to Pelee Island.
Instead of the well-known Niagara-on-the-Lake, just before there on the QEW, town of Lincoln, which includes Beamsville and Jordan. Oh, yeah, huge wineries there, really incredible wineries. I've been there, amazing restaurants, patios, breweries. Many don't realize, yeah, they've been ahead of the game as well, I think, than maybe we have when it comes to the wine region there. Somebody says we leave for Kentucky. It's gorgeous. The Mammoth Caves are fun to go see.
You would be claustrophobic in those.
No caves
for you.
Yeah, maybe some caves I could do, but yeah. Cape Breton, somebody says. I've been west. I have not been east.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's been west. Nobody goes east. And then people do, and they say it's beautiful out there. And how about this? This one texter at 10-800 bought a new Jeep, did Windsor to Nova Scotia, and absolutely beautiful. Peggy's Cove was great. Stop in the at the Big Apple and get the apple and blueberry fritters.
Ooh.
Where's the Big Apple in Canada? I'm assuming New York. Where's Park's Blueberry Pie? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we stopped there on our on our way to Bayfield.
Yes, you do, yeah.
Okay, more road trips. Best road trips that you basically could do from around here. And there's some beautiful spots if you want to do it in Ontario or somewhere in Canada, or you're going somewhere in the Midwest. And I'm trying to look at this list. I mean, some of them are out west. The Icefields Parkway, Banff, Alberta. Wow, the photo they have of this highway in the mountains doesn't even look real. It looks like someone, made this on using AI or something. It is just the scenery there. The Icefields Parkway, I've never heard of that, but it connects Banff and Jasper. And takes you through the Canadian Rockies. It's a 232-kilometer drive and takes about 3 hours.
Stunning.
So you can drive it in a day.
Yeah,
stunning. It is amazing. Glaciers and lakes and everything. How about Prince Edward Island to Nova Scotia and Newfoundland? So, I don't know. We heard from a few of our texters that did that.
Are you a Newfoundland or a Newfoundland?
I'm more of a Newfoundland man myself.
I go Newfoundland.
You're Newfoundland. Okay.
That's what I need to do. That's the one I need to do. Prince Edward Island to Nova Scotia and Newfoundland. I need to do that. I need to go kiss the cod.
Kiss the cod?
In Newfoundland. Yeah, you got to drink some screech. You got to be indoctrinated down there.
What are you talking about? I don't know anything about this. Where are you going? Where is this place?
Oh, my God, Mike. You've got to go down and see the east coast of Canada, eh?
I've never been.
Yes, and you've got to drink some Newfoundland screech, and you've got to kiss the cod. You've got to kiss a fish.
All right, whatever you're into, that sounds like a good time. More text at 10-800, Sparta, Ontario. Never heard of it. A little town between St. Thomas and Elmer. They have a winery called Sparta Winery.
Can it be any good, though?
I don't know. This person thinks it's the since it's the thing. They like it. The Big Apple is past Kingston. You can see it from the 401.
All right.
So we talked about that our last segment.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. Somebody says from here, so Windsor, to Bar Harbor, Maine, through the States.
Bar Harbor, Maine.
Beautiful.
Everything in Maine sounds like is the, isn't that like the president always has, like, his getaways?
And, like, Kennebunkport?
Yeah, in Maine. Nope. Maine, like, it's to me, that's what it coincides with. Trucker Al is joining us this morning. Good morning, Trucker Al.
Morning. Yeah, Maine is kind of like northern Ontario. Maine is a beautiful coastal drive. Very rocky and lots of ocean. Bar Harbor's a very nice place.
Now, Al, before you talk about your next road trip, you know, being a guy who drives for a living, do you like going on road trips?
Oh, yeah. I can't convince Mr. Strucker Al to do that very often, though. Trust me, I'd go every week if I could. I love just getting in the car and exploring.
Okay. So where has been your best journey, or where do you want to go?
Oh, well, I mean, I've done the Icefields Parkway, beautiful. Done the Cabot Trail a couple of times, beautiful. Living in Prince Edward Island, kissed the odd cod.
See?
I'm talking about fish.
Getting
screeched. Well, not me personally. Newfoundland, I've never done, though, but I will get there in my retirement, absolutely.
Okay.
And, I don't know, I've been quite a few places. Actually.
Yeah, there is a lot of places.
The highway's beautiful out in British Columbia there. That's quite a sight to see, too. But, I'm telling you, man, the East Coast, though, you can't beat that for a road trip. You take all the coastal driveways and all kinds of beautiful scenery out there. It just is. And like I tell Ned, I'm biased to PEI because I'm from there. But once you get out there, a lot of people don't want to come back.
I want to go to PEI really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really want to go
there.
It
looks beautiful.
Yeah.
The whole East Coast looks so nice. And it seems like more and more people are starting to discover it. Like, people go west, as you were saying, first.
Yeah.
For some reason, out to BC, maybe to see the mountains, out to Alberta's, go to Banff and, you know, wherever, Calgary, Edmonton, and some of those cities. And then people say, we should go east, too. And see, our country's so huge. That's the thing. I mean, it's just massive.
Well,
on a road trip to some of these provinces.
We should have asked Al before. Well, we still had him on, but I think in PEI, I think they limit now the number of people that can come in, especially during the busy summer months. I think.
Really? There's a cap?
I think.
What? There's too many
because
people?
Because there's too many people. They don't want to ruin it.
Wow, what a nice issue to have.
Well, and I think there are, you know, there's not only here, but a lot of other places around the world where with the pandemic and everything being shut down, they had an opportunity to see what life was like without tourists. And some people were like, this is heaven.
Hmm.
But, you know, you got to find a balance because people bring
the cash,
money in,
right? Tourism's huge.
So,
and brings in tons of money. Yeah.
I think you're limited, if I'm not sure. But I got to get down east, too,
okay.
For sure.
All right. Best road trips, 519-792-2559. Particularly dog-friendly ones. I'm looking for a dog-friendly road trip because Lulu's coming along with us.
Well, Lulu can. It's more you need a barking-friendly road trip.
Well, that's the thing. Because when we had George, our golden retriever, we brought him to Chicago, stayed at a beautiful hotel, the Hilton in downtown Chicago, across from a nice park. We would go there, and you could leave George for, like, you know, a few hours while you went to a ball game or went shopping, went for dinner. He'd just rest and relax. I don't think Lulu would be that good in a hotel room by herself.
Mm-mm.
Barking the whole time.
Yeah, no, you have to take her with. She's got to go with.
That's a good question from producer Ed. Is it the journey or the destination on a road trip?
Oh, it's the journey.
It's the journey, the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not just the destination. Otherwise, you just fly there.
Well, I suppose, but a lot of people can't afford to do that. Or maybe there's, you know, it's tough to find flights out there or something. But how about Perth, Ontario, especially in the fall,
texters? I've yet to go to Perth. I've yet to go there, but it's on my hit list of places to go.
Okay. All right.
Ontario.
So there's some of the road trips. So, you know, go ahead and make your plans for this summer if you haven't already.